You know, when I tell people I don't do holidays, and then sometimes I even say I don't do Gentile holidays, do I benefit from it on the job? Yeah. I mean, I got to work. I was born here. I'm not from here. Might as well, if everybody else would benefit, why don't I? But I don't celebrate them. Have you noticed the people who celebrate the holidays the most are the ones who never celebrate Jesus at all? See, they're trying to worship something, but it ain't Jesus. It's built into a human being to worship God, the Creator. Their Creator, in Him we live and breathe and have our being. They actually they live and breathe because of God. And they don't even acknowledge God, and they live. He gives them actually their strength, their breath, their mind, their will. He actually sustains them. And He would have all men to come to the knowledge of truth, but He knows that not all men will. The fact that there's Bible verses that always say the sons of God, He would have all men to come to the knowledge of truth, that tells you that Eve is the flesh side of Adam, and there's no female angels. In heaven, there's neither marriage or given in marriage. There's no doggy heaven. There's no little baby angels. There's no female angels. When you see Jesus, you'll be like Him, right? And so, while you're down here on this earth, you got to figure out what your role is in the scroll, because it is a script, and you're in the script, and it's your script, because the scripture is the script. And if you really, really want to overcome the devil and the demons and the Jezebels and the narcissists and walk away from the liars and Delilahs and all that stuff, scorners, just stand on the script. Memorize, let it become a part of you. Eat and drink of that word of life. They're not eating and drinking of the word, so they're just their own worst contradiction. I mean, think about it. They destroy themselves. That's why they're called Wile E. Coyote, because they don't have the spirit of truth. They have the spirit of error, and everything they do is contrary. They might get ahead in the world financially, but if you to dig deep down into their heart or their life or their... I mean, look at Trump. Yeah, I'm glad he's for America, but he's the most narcissistic person on the planet. And he's a world leader. I mean, his whole family, when they get around him, they look at him like they don't even want to be around him. Yeah. He says he's for the people. I hope so. But I don't know. It looks like he's just saying it. If everything else is, look at me, I'm building this, I did this, I did this. He does build up other people, but every time he speaks, he's building other people up to build himself up. He's magnifying other people to get the glory. He's given himself the glory. That's what he's doing. I voted for him. I always vote Republican. I'd rather him be in there than the neocon, you know. Hopefully he will send out some money to the American people, spread it back to the people, because on the sweat of our brow, our blood, sweat, and tears, we're making all these corporations rich, you know. I'm not a communist or socialist, but they should be giving back bonuses or something for their employees at least every year, every 3 months, really. That's what they should be doing. Think about it. If you gave a bonus to your employees every 3 months, you would never, nobody would ever quit. They wouldn't quit. You wouldn't have to retrain. You wouldn't have high turnover. They're upside down. And I guess they just don't care about their high turnover, because they'll just throw somebody else in there and put all the work on the other people. So yeah, every culture has its issues. I don't care what culture you're in, because it's just a cult anyway. And so I don't celebrate the holidays of a cult. And the first people you come across that you tell your family you don't celebrate holidays, they think you're crazy. Then you get married and you tell your wife you don't celebrate holidays and the in-laws, and she thinks you're crazy. And she claimed to be saved. And then you tell your coworkers you don't celebrate holidays. No matter what job I've ever had, they think you're crazy. Holidays are just a mockery of the holy days. Change the I and the Y and you'll see what I'm talking about. Holy days has a Y. Holidays has an I. The elect saints are not from here. This is not our home. You know, maybe you do it for your kids or whatever and create a pattern for the kids, but you know, everybody else is doing it. I could understand, but even then, the kids are being brainwashed to think that it's normal. And then when you get saved around people who have never been saved, you get ostracized. I mean, God separates. I got all these crazy drivers on the highway. They change lanes like this. They're changing socks. And it's like, come on, make up your mind. And it's really getting to the point now where I'm really tired of the ignorance. And unless I'm getting paid to zip my lip, I'm going to tell you what I think. And if you're celebrating the holidays and you don't realize it's a mockery of the holy days, shame on you. It's a sad state of affairs. If you're in the system and you don't see the repeat, shame on you. I mean, how many times you got to go to the Super Bowl and realize it's the same red versus blue game? How many times you got to go to the hockey game and they have the red shirt and the blue shirt? How many boxing matches? I mean, how many times have you got to repeat every day to realize it's the same day every day? And if it's the same day every day and nothing on the outside changes, what's really changing? Or what should be changing is your inner man. But you don't want to change your inner man because you think you've already arrived. Pride, ego. This one lady who's been saved probably 2 years at the restaurant, she said something the other day, pray for me. I'm going through something. And I said, you know, she's more spiritual than anybody I've ever met. And she's only been saved 2 years. I'm talking about in the real world. And she says, I said, you got to take up your cross. I said, really, if you really want to know the truth, we don't do anything. Here's a verse for you to memorize. He that began a good work will finish it. Remember that verse and you'll realize that it's going to work out one way or the other. It's going to work itself out, whatever it is. She never told me. Well, she didn't tell me at the beginning. I think she did tell me. I mean, we got in a different conversation. I think she did tell me towards the end. And it's usually marriage problems. Somebody's either got an addiction or they're hearing voices or they're seeing demons or something. And you know, the psychologists say, let's put them on drugs. Instead of them getting born again, they want to be put on some kind of drug, you know. That's what I'm saying, the psychology stuff. The medical system, the school system, the psychology system, the mental health system, it's all lies. Most of your problem is sugar. But your main problem is, are you saved? Are you in the Word? That's what I'm back to what I was saying. If you stay in the Word, you're going to be in a sound mind. If you're not in the Word, you're going to have an unsound mind. If you rightly divide the Word, everything makes sense. If you can't rightly divide the Word, nothing makes sense. That's why you want to create your own reality, because you can't figure it out without the Word. Genesis 3 is happening now. Revelation 18 is happening now. It hasn't culminated, but it's happening. 1 Kings is happening now. You see Jezebel in Genesis 3, Revelation 18, 1 Kings. You see Jezebel's spirit throughout the whole thing. You actually see it in your own body. Your flesh is nothing but sin. Genesis 3 is happening now. And Eve, you see it in Jeremiah 3, where Israel and Judah went under every green tree, worshiping every other god. So they played the harlot with spiritual gods. And what they end up doing in the natural, same thing. So if somebody's worshiping other gods and playing harlot, spiritual harlotry, then they're going to be doing it in the natural. So you know somebody who's in false doctrine, Pentecostalism, and any kind of cult, ecumenical movement, you know if they're harlots in the spiritual, they're going to be harlots in the natural. And so you don't even have to question what they're doing. You already know. If they're harlots, their spiritual position tells you what they are. And so that's what happened with Genesis 3. She had spiritual sex with the devil. So if they're having spiritual sex with the devil, they're going to be playing the harlot in the natural. So you don't even have to wonder. You already know what's going on in their heart and their mind and their soul.